Executive Aaron Lewis labeled defense hit song mocking liberals. His message is speaking to millions of people. By Warner Todd Houston on July 18, 2021. Big Machine label group has taken criticism for releasing singer Aaron Lewis' recent number one country song bashing liberals. But the company's CEO, Scott Borchetta, says he is standing by his artist. Left-wing music blogger Bob Leftsetz recently wrote that Lewis' song is heinous and slammed Big Machine for releasing the hit Am I the Only One? But Borchetta wrote an open letter defending his label's actions in reply to the criticism launched by liberals such as Leftsetz. Responding to Leftsetz, Borchetta opened his letter saying, "Firstly, I believe in the First Amendment. My job has never been to tell my artists what to sing and write about. Aaron Lewis and I have political disagreements. But there are also things we agree on. I think that's the foundation for the idea of our country," Borchetta continued. "It doesn't work if we're so divided that we can't reach across the aisle, have a conversation or an argument, and ultimately, shake hands. If we can't do that, and this moment is so divisive, we may never get our country back." Lewis' song, Am I the Only One, soared to number one on the country charts despite getting no radio airtime. The song is very pro-America and slams liberals, including rock star Bruce Springsteen, for their anti-American ideas. Some of the lyrics include, "Am I the only one who can't take no more / screaming if you don't like it, there's the fucking door," Lewis sings. He adds that he is willing to take a bullet for being free. And he also dings Springsteen with this line, "Am I the only one who quits singing along / every time they play a Springsteen song?" Borchetta notes that while he approves of his label's release of Lewis' flag-waving song, his label has also produced music by hardcore left-winger Sheryl Crow, who released a pro-Kamala Harris song in 2020. At the Big Machine label group, Borchetta wrote, "We represent artists as diverse as Sheryl Crow singing Woman in the White House to Aaron Lewis singing Am I the Only One to Ray Wiley Hubbard to Tim McGraw to Thomas Rhett to Glenn Campbell to Nikki Sixx/Rob Zombie/John 5. L.A. Rats, to Brantley Gilbert to Justin Moore to Florida Georgia Line to Brett Young to Lady A to Aaron Jones to Calista Clark and many more." Borchetta went on to just cancel, drop, "Aaron is ridiculous and I'm disappointed that you would even suggest such a thing. Comparing Aaron Lewis to the Ghetto Boys? That's a reach and a half. You don't have to agree or acknowledge, but Aaron's message is speaking to millions of people. Let it be a wake-up call to reps and Dems alike, be loud and be heard." Borchetta added that Lewis' song worked, "It woke you up. It inspired you to make a statement. It worked. And it's working. It's inspiring conversation," he said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.